Bear Estate Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the dogs and visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery today.
Joining me on this Fair Estate Friday interview is Bulldog head football coach Tony Anise. And how about last night? They opened their 111th season of action with a heart-stopping 24-23 win over the Findlay Oilers last night at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. Now, Fair Estate took a 24-17 lead into the fourth quarter before the Oilers marched 95 yards to pull within a point with a TD in the final minute. Findlay elected to go for two in the win on the road, but came up short at the goal line as Fair Estate preserved the victory. And it was a big night for senior quarterback Travis Russell out of Grand Rapids West Catholic, who's filling in for Jairu Campbell, who's battling through an injury recovery rehab process. And Tony, what a win for your team last night.
Yeah, it was a great win. You know, we knew Findlay was really good. They've won an average of 9 games each of the last 2 years. And so we had a hard-fought victory for sure. They're a team that rushes the ball really well, really challenged us. Last year, they're 11th in the nation in rushing yards. And they're able to do it against us and really put some pressure on our defense. But we hung in there and made the plays when we needed to win the game.
What impressed you beyond just denying the two-point conversion, which preserved the victory? Start to finish, what did you like about or love about this Fair Estate performance last night?
Well, I thought our effort was, excellent. When you evaluate film, you just want to see how hard people are running the ball. And I thought we played with great passion, determination, not always, great precision. But, I thought our effort was amazing. The thing that really hurt us is we had 13 penalties to their two. And so, we fueled some of their drives, and obviously it cost us some opportunities to move the ball. But all in all, you can only ask for the young men to give great effort. They did that for sure.
Ferris State head football coach Tony Anise joining us on the Huge Radio Network. Another Ferris Friday interview. In this coming week, the Bulldogs make their longest road trip in school history out of Central Washington. That game will be on Saturday, September 14th, a week from tomorrow, with kickoff for the NCAA D2 National Showcase Game of the Week on ESPN3, scheduled at 4:05 p.m. Pacific, 7:05 p.m. Michigan time. And Ferris State, by the way, a consensus top two in every national preseason poll announced to date, and the Bulldogs own the nation's best overall record over the past 5 seasons of 61-8 under Tony Anise. Ferris State is seeking its 6th consecutive NCAA D2 playoff appearance this fall. And what about that matchup? You're going to get some extra time to prepare for the long trip and the game out at Central Washington.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. Happy it's Friday today, sitting in the office watching the film, but gives us an opportunity to rest a little bit. Camp becomes long, and we can heal up and kind of get things sorted out. But Central Washington's, they're a powerhouse, another tough game on the road, and that's the way we scheduled them. We got 2 non-league games, both in the first 2 weeks, and they're both Division II powerhouses, so we're excited about heading out there.
After the trip out to Central Washington, the Dogs then open GLIAC play on the road against the GLIAC's number 2 preseason team in Ashland on September 21st. Ferris State's next home game in Big Rapids is homecoming on September 28th against Northern Michigan at 3 o'clock. You can get ticket info and follow the Dogs 24-7 at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. That's FerrisStateBulldogs.com, or ticket information for any Ferris State home football game this year at 231-591-2888. Tony, congrats on the win last night against Findlay, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great weekend.
Fair Estate Fridays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery in Big Rapids. Support those who support the Dogs and visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery today.